You're listening to the Pastor's Podcast of Mission City Fellowship of San Antonio, Texas. Mission City Fellowship exists to make and mature disciples of Christ who live all of life for the glory of God and proclaim Christ for the joy of all people. You can find more resources like this one at missioncityfellowshipsa.org. Greetings, beloved and precious saints of Mission City Fellowship on the second week of February. Pastor Phil here, and today I am joined by Daryl Scheel, who serves as the lead pastor of our sister church, Sovereign Grace Church of Pearland, which is a south suburb of Houston. So say hello, brother.
Good church. Thanks, Philip. Thanks for having me, buddy.
So, thank you, brother. So, Daryl and I actually just spent quite a while just planning our men's conference that are coming up and tying up some last minute details. And Daryl, so he serves as the lead pastor of our sister church there in Pearland. But as part of that, you know, we're a part of a family of churches, Sovereign Grace churches, and we have a region. So our region of churches, really Texas, we vote for one of the brothers, one of the pastors in our churches to kind of take this role of regional leader. And church, you've seen him come. He's visited the last few years and has preached. And I think I could say this honestly and on behalf of Mission City Fellowship, brother, you are beloved by Mission City Fellowship. We love Daryl, and we love when you come in. We love to hear you preach. I think your sermon, there was a sermon you preached, I think it was out of 1 Peter, was like people broke out clapping in the middle of the sermon. They've never done that for me, brother. That shows the impact that you've had on our church. But we love you, brother. And so I just wanted to see, as a regional leader, well, first, maybe could you just say, tell the church, you know, so who you are. There may be people listening or new to the church, just who you are, how long you've been there in Pearland, and what do you do as a regional leader? And we can kind of go from there. So who are you, brother?
Well, I'm a debtor to grace, that's for sure. I'm a Texas kid. I was born in Texas. I grew up in a preacher's home, a pastor's home. And so amazing privileges all along the way of God's evident grace in my life. I'm married. I have four children, and now I have four grandchildren. So the cup runneth over for me in many, many ways. And so I've been in Pearland since 2008. I actually went to the Sovereign Grace Pastors.
Are you there?
2009.
Oh, there you go.
Did I lose you?
Yeah, I think you cut out. So you went to the Sovereign Grace Pastors College.
2008 and graduated 2009 and then came back to Pearland. I've been there ever since. So been in the church since 2009. And just been a joy and a privilege to serve just the wonderful people of Sovereign Grace Pearland, and then the additional privilege of serving as regional leader, which is an amazing honor because in so many ways, you brothers, the pastors of the churches in our region are my heroes. They're just godly men, humble men, friends, and co-laborers in the gospel. And so it is an absolute delight to serve in any way. I would shine shoes for these brothers all day, any day, and do whatever I could to aid and help them in their gospel ministry as they love you as churches. And I know Mission City is a loved church, a beloved church, and a loved church. So it's a privilege.
Well, I love how you said, brother, you know, that we're friends, and I agree. You are my friend, and I look forward and enjoy our phone calls. So we have monthly phone calls that are kind of just check up, how are we doing, how's our heart type thing, and we pray together. But you and I, we actually have a phone call every week on Sunday as we're driving to church. We grab a phone call together. We take turns praying for for one another and for our churches. And we get to do that every Sunday. And I look forward to those times with you, brother. And and you really have served us, I think, both in your care, I think wisdom. There's times where you just impart wisdom to us, Rob and I, as we just kind of walk through being pastors. And but then just loving us, just the expression of affection on behalf of the region for us as just a young church. You guys have supported us. You've made it possible the last several years for us to be able to go to the pastors' conference, and which is just financially helping us to get there, seeing the importance of us gathering with other pastors and wives in Sovereign Grace. So you really have just loved us well and have modeled generosity. And that regional leader role plays such a huge part of just care, accountability, all of that. And we really have benefited from that. I'm glad our church gets to kind of hear this. Brother, one of the things we've been doing, and one of the roles you have as regional leader, is just planning and looking for ways that as a region we can gather together. And through like retreats or conferences, we have the yearly youth retreat. And this year, coming up soon, we have the men's conference. Could you just share a little bit about that, sort of maybe what's the title, the heart behind it, your desire for, you know, how you can hope or how you're hoping to see God work through that? Could you just speak on that for a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm very excited about gathering the churches together, and in this case, gathering the men of our churches together to focus our attention on the wonderful work of the Spirit in our churches and in our lives, first and foremost, as the Spirit works as a gift from both the Father and the Son. The Spirit works in us to illuminate, to empower. And the name of the conference is Empowered: How the Spirit Makes Us God's Men. And so the attention that we're giving to this has really been partly shaped by the growing interest and what I think is generally a good interest in manhood as a response to a culture that has become increasingly confused about what manhood is and whether that's even a good thing, whether this is a culturally constructed idea or whether it's part of our biology. Well, we know it's part of God's intent for us as men. He made us men. We're created beings. And manhood is defined by what God says manhood is defined by. And ultimately, we know that manhood is expressed rightly, truly, and beneficially in the world by the power of the Spirit. Regenerated men living in the context that God has put them in to be who God has called them to be are empowered by the Spirit to do that. And so the hope of this conference is really for us to reflect on that we might not be. While we want to thank the Lord for a renewed interest in manhood, we want to make sure that as followers of Jesus and as Spirit-empowered people, that we are shaping those ideas of manhood by the Scriptures and by the work of the Spirit in our lives. So that's the impulse behind it, along with the idea of just gathering, the regular gathering of our churches together, which we haven't been able to do as much over the last few years than we may have done previously. COVID affected some of the rhythms of our lives and certainly affected our regional rhythms. And so I'm hoping, I'm praying that this will become more of a regional rhythm for us as a family of churches. And, as our six churches, and God adds more to our number, that be His will. And I think He will. I hope and pray that He will, that we will be able to gather and encourage one another. So that's kind of the heart and framework for this conference, and we believe the Spirit wants to work through this means of faithful preaching and application of the Word and gospel-rich singing and love and fellowship in the men of our region. So I'm very excited about it.
Oh, I am too, brother. And you're right. COVID, I think the last regional conference, not like a regional youth retreat or young adults retreat, we've had a few of those, but the last like kind of bigger conference we had actually was right before COVID, like a few weeks before COVID hit. We had a regional women's conference, a regional ladies conference. I think that was the last big one we had. And then COVID hit and life changed as we knew it for a while. Thank you, brother. Thanks for just your heart. Thanks for just prayerfully considering what could serve our churches. And, you know, I get to hear it firsthand, and I'm glad our church through this podcast gets to hear your heart and just wise, tenderhearted, humble, and just super grateful for you. And then you kind of shared what guys can expect. I think, you know, there's just I think our people would affirm, like, our church has a cultivating heart of our heart being cultivated of just a love for the Lord, a humility in light of what we've received in Christ that then overflows both in our posture towards the Lord, but in our posture towards one another, that produces a spirit-induced gladness and humility and thankfulness. Well, what I love is that's not only our church. Like, that's the fruit of the work of Christ in the gospel.
Amen.
And so that's being experienced in all of our churches. And so when we gather, I think there's going to be this sweet, just wonderful explosion that of all of that coming together in song and preaching and prayer and conversations and all of it, fellowship, eating together. I mean, I'm excited for the car rides, you know, what that's going to look like. So super excited, brother. Thank you for taking just a little bit of time to just speak on this, to just be an encouragement. And guys, we do hope that you can attend. This is the last week to register. This coming Sunday, the 16th at midnight is the deadline. So we hope that you can register, that we have an Airbnb ready for us, that we're all planning on just packing full and staying a few nights there so we can attend. So we're trying to make it as cost effective as possible so that everybody can attend. So, brother,
wonderful.
Love you, my friend. Grateful
love
for you.
Too, buddy.
Thank you for joining us on our Mission City Fellowship Pastors Podcast.
You are very welcome. Thank you, guys. Love you, church. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, brother. Well, last week we started our Sovereign Grace Catechism, question number one. And I hear Mission City Kids in their review. I heard it went really well. And a cool little insight as our Mission City Kids teachers and helpers just work for the gospel to go forth to the next generation. One cool little insight. There's a little cat puppet named Katarina, our little catechism cat, who is helping our kids to know the question and answer each week for every catechism. And so I hope that goes over well with your kiddos in Mission City Kids. This week, we move to question number two in the scriptures portion of our catechism. Question number two is, how can we know God? Answer, we can only know God if he reveals himself to us. The scripture, John chapter 1, verse 18, no one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. Jesus, our precious Jesus. I think of later on in John, you see the outworking of this truth as the disciples are asking Jesus to show them the Father. And Jesus sort of responds with, if you've seen me, then you've known the Father. There's this sense of Jesus is the exact imprint of the Father. He reveals God's character. He reveals his heart. He reveals him in all of the truth that he is. And so as we open up the Gospels, and there will be more question and answers coming up here in the coming weeks that will speak to this, but as we open the Gospels, we see God. We get to know him through the person and work of Jesus. And what a wonderful God he is. Courageous in truth, always, never abandoning truth, yet gentle, loving, compassionate, slow to anger, steadfast. What a wonderful God we have. So how can we know God? We can only know God if he reveals himself to us. Well, with that, precious saints, we look forward to the best day of the week at the dearest place on earth, Sunday, gathering with one another. We'll see you soon, precious saints.